If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 300. It's the 23rd of August, 2021. Everyone, welcome to the Boop Show. We talk about indie games, the indie industry, and everything around indie video games. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm joined by Brian Dunaway. Hi, Brian. Happy 300.
My name is Scott Johnson, the third.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you? I can't believe it's episode 300. I kind of forgot it was episode 300 until you said something. You
should have done something.
And
special.
I almost said earlier in the week, I was like, hey, Scott, we gotta do something for 300. And I was like, we talk about this every time one of our podcasts meets a milestone. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't do it every time.
Yeah, I feel like 100 is a pretty good one to like celebrate things because you've officially, got a show that lasts longer than your average. But
right.
I don't know. 300 is just kind of a number. 500, maybe we make a big deal out of it. I don't know.
Yeah. We got to make a big deal. Yeah.
You know how many years that is? That's a lot. That's
a lot.
4 years? Holy schmear. Yeah. Well, maybe we should have done it.
When we get to 360, that's when we'll do a thing. We'll do a thing for 360. That's always a video game thing, so we'll do that then.
Why not? 360 degrees of polygonal good times. We'll see how it goes. So, all right. I've been playing a lot of mobile games this last couple of weeks. I don't know what that's about, except...
Mobily.
I feel like a little over the top on a couple of them. There's that mowing lawn one that I keep telling everybody about. I can't stop playing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Literally Just Mowing. That's the name. Literally Just Mowing. And you mow a bunch of lawns and you unlock a bunch of skins and you keep mowing lawns and it's stupid addicting and I love it. It's my weird game of the year.
You said you unlocked some skins. Now I got to know about that. Do you mean like your shirt skins, your mower skins or
all
like...
All of it. You, hats, shirts, pants, mower. There's a mower skin. If you get all the pieces for it, looks like a giant watermelon. it sounds crazy, I know. No, this is not Apple Arcade. This is just a game. It just exists. It's on Android as well. There's one of those, hey, we're going to give you ads occasionally. So if you don't want those $4, I did that because it's worth it. And now I just play the game. I don't spend any money.
So I got to ask, is one of the skins that you can have for your character literally skin? Because that's the most popular thing for people around here to wear when they're cutting grass.
Yeah.
Just the skin.
You have to put the lotion on it or it gets the...
Yeah, they're like team skin. And it's like, no. Skin.
Yeah.
No.
No, this is not like skins, like shirts and skins kind of skins. But there's a full-on like Tron-looking outfit and mower, like glowy blue wheels. And there's a yellow version of it too. So they have actually these skins and they have color... jobs for each skin. It's stupid. It's all stupid. I don't know why I care. I just really like playing it. I can't stop.
Of course, that's the main. That's what makes gaming fun.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like I could be doing something else, but it's been a fun little pick up and play kind of game. The other one I like is this thing called Mech Arena, which is mechs fighting in an arena, and I'm playing that
Mech Arena.
Mech Arena. Not Mech Arena like that.
Mech Arena. Hey, Mech Arena.
Wherever, it's not in here, but you know my my backbone, right? The backbone, it's great with that. Mm-hmm. And you just go around shooting stuff. It's another big free-to-play game where you unlock stuff and whatever. I haven't spent a dime on that either. And I'm owning fools. I am rocking that game. And it's fun. You want to play some big mechy games, Mech Arena's pretty good.
let me tell you something I don't know if I matured as a gamer, but as I've gone through this gamer journey, it appeals less and less to me to live battle anybody. Mm. I'm just not that interested in live battling anybody. I don't mind, hey, beat my time. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. I'm either co-op on my own or don't care much for PvP in most ways. But for whatever reason, this works for me. I don't know why. It's working for me. I never have to talk to anybody. That's probably why. I don't have to see these people. Don't have to even know their names. I just have to shoot them. And and I do a lot of that with my big mechs, with my cool. I got one arm that's shooting out missiles, homing missiles. I got another arm that's doing machine gun fire. And between those two and the long reload times, I mean, it's a big old heavy mech game.
Heavy mech
plays real well on that backbone, and I think that might be why I'm winning so much. I'm just destroying people, but it's really fun, and I like unlocking new mechs.
Do you interject that into your conversations? Do you like go, I'm playing this on the backbone, that's why I'm so much better than you?
That's right. I like to tell these people that. I type it out in a really long sentence and then hit send. No, see, that's the nice thing. They may as well just be robots for all I care. Except they're not people, but
they're not. They're humans with the feelings and emotions.
Yeah,
and
they have feelings.
And,
sure.
And GGs.
You do have there's an emote system. You just hit like an angry face or a happy face or whatever. They're stupid. You can't even spam them. Like, they're just dumb.
Right.
So anyway, that's good. That's fun. I almost played 12 minutes and for some reason I might be glad I didn't, because you played a little bit. And then I also read an article on Kotaku that said that the ending is one of the worst endings in video game history. Is this true?
Interesting.
I mean, how far are you in that
thing? Okay, so I played 12 minutes for over 45 minutes on the Xbox Game Pass. What am I doing wrong? I don't know. But
yeah, that math doesn't work. How does that work, 12 minutes, 45?
It was supposed to be a 12-minute game. It's right in the title. Anyway, I played it, and I do have this sense that I'm going to be disappointed at the end. I don't know. I tried a lot of clever things. I thought I was being pretty clever. I feel like I made some pretty good progress. By the way, everything I play that I talk about, I post on my YouTube channel. There's 45 minutes of this 12 minutes on my YouTube channel. You can watch me run around and combine things to try to figure out what I'm supposed to do when William Dafoe shows up and tries to murder me. Spoiler. Don't worry. It happens in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But anyway, yeah, I haven't read anything. I haven't read any spoilers. I would like to finish the game, but I do feel like I've tried so many things that if there's going to be a thing that I'm going to do, and I'm like, oh, that's stupid.
You've tried so hard to play.
I've tried so hard.
Yeah. I feel you. It's I don't know what the
but nothing else matter. No,
some of the critics are like, yeah, this game is cool. It's really interesting narrative, and no one's done anything quite like this. And then a couple of people are like, yeah, get to the end and then wish you'd never played it. And I'm like, oh, geez.
I don't know if it'll be that bad, but 12 minutes on Xbox Game Pass. If you already got it, why not play it? It's at least interesting to hear these big voice actors.
Oh, yeah. It's always good, right?
Do the voice work. So that's fun. It's a neat little puzzle game.
Yeah. And I've been, you know, eyeing it since it was shown at E3, I think, 2 years ago.
I think that's probably the biggest problem with this game is that it has so much hype. And it's really just a small game. It's a very small game.
Chatroom saying, or Houdini7 says, I thought there were many endings. Not that I know of. Somebody, from what I'm hearing, you end up in the same place as everybody else.
Every 12 minutes.
Every 12 minutes, yeah. Which is not a time loop I enjoy outside of films. Like, you know that game everyone just gushed over last year, Outer Wilds?
Yes, I liked Outer Wilds. You didn't care for it, though, did you?
I really respected it for what it was and what it was doing.
Right.
I really didn't like playing it. And I think that came down to, I don't like being timed in a loop and then me having to figure shit out in that loop. Like, it's a movie trope, and we've seen it a million times. With movies that do this, Looper being one of them, the name Loop in it. And I get it, you know, Groundhog Day, whatever. You're kind of living one of those experiences. But for whatever reason, that doesn't translate in the game very well for me. And I freaking hated it. I really disliked it. Now, that being said, I'm not saying that's a bad game. I'm saying it may have been game of the year like everyone said it was. It just never landed on me. I couldn't feel right playing it. I don't know.
Yeah. Why. Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Gaming is a very personal thing. Yeah. I mean, if you're not having fun, don't do it. I don't care how many people say, but it's fun. I'm not having fun. I'm out.
Yeah, you're out. You're out of here. No fun having guy.
No fun having. If it's not fun, I've been ranting that for years with my kids, because my kids, like, now when I play games, if I get frustrated more than two or three times, I'm out. Yep. You know, I'm like, there's never a controller that I throw. My kids will literally get to the point they throw a controller. I'm like, okay,
Once you get, if you're past the point of trouble.
Yeah, you're not, you stop having fun hours ago.
Yeah.
If you're throwing the controller.
I agree.
I mean, I get challenging yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just not where I'm at as a gamer.
I agree.
That's
here's,
not my
here's where I am. Yeah, that's right. I'm right here with these headlines in indie games. Check it out. Out right now. Oh, by the way, first of all, on our Reddit page, boopshow.reddit.com, there's a really great discussion going on about Golden Sun in there.
Yeah.
And I'd mentioned it on the show, and I was like, no one knows what this is. No one's heard of this thing. Turns out you have, and you guys loved it as much as I did, and now you're in there talking about it. So keep it up. I could go.
Yeah, that was our, I guess, my game the other week, wasn't it? The Golden Sun.
I think it was, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was my audio for you, and you got it wrong because.
Yeah. And I was like, I've never even heard of this game. And, yeah. You were like, and people were like, I've heard of it. I love the Golden Sun.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, whatever.
Yeah.
Shut up, Reddit.
It's pretty good. What about that game you played last week with the giant spiders and no lights?
Oh, yeah, I was super frustrated with that one.
Was
that me?
Yeah, was that you, not me? I didn't play anything
with
spiders.
With the giant spiders and no lights. Oh, my God, I'm having trouble recalling what that one is.
Did you play Grounded? It's not Grounded, is it?
No, it wasn't Grounded, but I do like it. But there's a difference.
Yeah,
I may get frustrated, but I find humor in it. I am humored. Oh, the techno one. Was that the
techno one?
Was that Death Trash where you died like 15 times?
Oh, Death Trash.
No. It was the other one. It was the one. It was
Recompile.
The,
recompile.
No, it wasn't Recompile. Actually, I did play a few minutes of Recompile this past week. No, it's a game I actually played last week. Hold up, pulling it up now. It was a trio. The Dark Wild was the one that I had so many troubles with the spider. No, Recompile sucks. It's on the Xbox Game Pass. It was. It sucks. It's interesting.
Oh, they said
the chat room said that.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard it's not. That it has some problems. It's got a cool concept.
It's good. Yeah, it's really nice to look at. And if you don't mind falling off pipes a lot, then hey, might be for you.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass, so you have nothing to lose. Go try
yeah.
it. All right, let's get on to these games here. Arietta of Spirits.
Arietta.
This is, from what I can tell, this looks like one of these anime-looking Metroidvania deals. And there are a lot of those. Have you noticed that? There are a lot of these out there these days, this kind of game.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're into that, you should get in there. It's a charming adventure with emotion-filled narratives. No filler gameplay, they say. I'll be the judge of that. Let's see. What else? The game tells a story.
Yeah, I'm getting a real, a Link to the Past kind of vibe from this game. It looks really good. It's pixel art, but it's very, very fancy pixel art, right? Yeah. Very well layered.
Yeah, lots of animation. I like that. I'm a fan. That sort of thing. It says you can explore lush forests, murky caverns, dark secrets. beautiful retro-style pixel graphics-inspired soundtrack. Meet fascinating characters, discover the deep lore, fight a wide range of enemies in reaction-based combat. Easy-to-approach game mechanics suitable for everyone.
Oh, everyone. Currently receiving a very positive, or just positive, excuse me, very positive is something else.
Yeah.
On
that's,
Steam.
That's good. It just came out. What's the price on this thing?
This game is $13.49. It just came out. It's going to be that price for the next couple of days. That's 10% off. Most of these games are putting that like at 10% off when they first start. And it says it's similar to games I've played. And one of the games it's similar to is the game I played today, which I can't wait to talk about.
Oh, well, then we'll get there. Also, out now, excuse me, Space Scavenger. This looked interesting. I saw this pop up on Steam, was wondering about it. Space Cabin Games and Red Cabin Games. Red Cabin Games both published and made the damn thing. It's an action roguelike where you build and command your own spaceships. This is on the Switch and Steam. Battle enemies, explore planets, customize your ship on the fly, make the best use of the quirky ship modules you find, ranging from slingshots to ion cannons. I saw him with a giant hammer here a second ago on this video. And you just beat the shit out of stuff. It's like trying to stop you. It's a weird looking game, dude.
It looks like I would probably want this on the Switch. I took a look at this. It is on Steam, like $13 or $14 or something like that. I like how it kind of lets you stop and you can kind of like click into place different parts of the ship. I've had varying degrees of success with build your own ship games. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, what if I put this here? And I always end up with like this, these terrible ships that don't do nothing. But this looks a little more simplified.
Yeah, like I like some simplicity to this sort of stuff. I don't need all the sim things that people love about certain space games. This looks like it may be more what I want. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It is technically a roguelike, which often these games are. All right.
Very positive right now.
Oh, that's good.
Very
is better than just positive.
That's better than just positive.
Well, if you don't have enough Souls-like in your life, Souls-likes, how about you give this one a shot? Mortal Shell is the name of the game. Cold Symmetry made this game. It is a deep action-packed RPG that tests your sanity and resilience in a shattered world. It's basically, it's a Souls-like.
It's a Souls-like. Yeah. Absolutely, it's a Souls-like. And I've actually been watching this for a while, and I'm pretty interested. It looks... Look at that skill tree. Yeah. Oh my God. But I do like the artwork. It looks like a lot of Dark Souls games I look at and I go like, is that a Dark Souls game? Mm-hmm. And I can't really tell until I start either playing. As soon as I saw this game, just visually, not only gameplay wise, it looks like a Dark Souls game.
It straight up does. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very much Dark Souls.
Looks nice though. This is a first time game for, I was reading a different interview about them, but Cold Symmetry, this is their first game. Which is, you know, pretty impressive. How's this doing on Steam? Probably looks okay. Good.
It is doing. I don't post unless they're at least at mostly positive, and this is reviewing at a mostly positive. Out of 845 reviews, not bad for a game that's released on August the 18th. So it is enjoying some success, and it's on my wish list. Yes,
is it? Because that's interesting. When things come on your wish list, here's the.
Oh, by the way, by the way, if you do pick it up, you can get one of the DLCs, I think, until the 29th. I think as long as you download it, it's yours to have forever.
I like free things. Free is good. What I also like is the look of this next game, which comes out this week on the 24th. HOA, which is H-O-A. It stands for Homeowners Association. And you pay your dues. And no, that's not what this game is. It's a little ghosty looking guy.
He's a little gnome. He's a little gnome. He's mostly hat. He looks like he's almost entirely hat.
Lots of hat.
Yeah.
He's almost entirely hat. He reminds me of like if you could have a pet in Journey, that's what your pet would look like, is this little Hoa guy.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it looks adorable, and I'm pretty excited about it. I love these puzzle platformings when they're cute. I like cute, cozy little puzzle platformers.
I do too. I never complain about that. I'm happy to play those kind of games and do some.
On such a painterly look. Everything, just the artwork is, it reminds me of Cuphead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just this great, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not sure exactly, but it's like it's hand-painted art is what it is.
Well, they claim, it is. Breathtakingly hand-painted art, they say. Step into a painting that lives, explore vast worlds of meticulously crafted sceneries and stunning hand-painted art. Says they have a good soundtrack, lovely creatures, and they go on to say at the end, a gentle yet compelling flow.
Oh, you see, how I like the flow. I'm always talking about flow here on the channel.
Yeah, you're having your flow right now. That's
I love the flow.
Yeah, the flow is great. Eat my
grits. Give me a good flow, baby.
Kiss my grits. All right, Murder Mystery Machine is our final mention. It's coming out on the 25th, made by Blazing Griffin. Which is the best kind of Griffin. This is already on Apple Arcade, so I knew I'd heard of it, but I wasn't sure how. But it's coming to PC and consoles. Join the District Crime Agency in an isometric modern noir deduction thriller. Explore crime scenes and complex dioramas and organize your evidence effectively. So it's basically a point-and-click whodunit kind of deal. And I'm into this. I like those games. So
I do, too. When I saw it, I was like, I've seen this same as you. It's on the arcade. But I think this is something I want to play on a PC instead of the arcade. I never got it on the arcade because it just looked, I don't know, didn't like I'd have any fun. But here it looks like it's fun.
Yeah, it might be funner. More funs.
More fun and Murder Mystery Machine, the triple M, 3M. Ooh, they're the arcade.
Yeah, and this also looks...
I like how they're drawing the lines
out. Yeah, this looks very retro. I assume this is set in the 80s or something. Must be.
Yeah, I think it is. Either 80s, probably the 90s now. Maybe. What do you think?
The way they're doing that neon stuff, it's all very Stranger Things, and I don't know. I'm getting kind of
that's true. From it. That's a good point.
Anyway, worth checking out. That's coming to Apple like I said, Apple Arcade already has it. Coming to PC and consoles. That means Switch as well.
25th.
So watch for that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Quick reminder, this show is 1/3 of the pie. That's right. This might be the tastiest part of the pie for some of you, but did you know there's more pie left? You can go back for seconds or thirds. The other two pieces are labeled core, which is the wider industry, including consoles, AAA development, that kind of stuff. And the other show is The Instance, a big focus on the really, really big topics around gaming. You want to go find all those and add them to your repertoire?
Wow. Now you have all the gaming pieces.
That's right.
In one.
Yeah. And you can go get them all at one easy place, frogpantsplays.com. That also has links to everybody's streaming channels, their Twitch stuff, their...
Frog blah, Pants blah, blah, blah. Pays.
No, I wish it paid more, but it pays. It, no. You know, it kind of pays, but mostly
I'm
plays.
A little confused, by the way. Not to derail too much.
Too late.
But only fans. Now, they said they're getting rid of the pornography, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's time for us to get in there, or is it there's still going to be like just mostly attractive people?
I think it's just attractive people who can no longer, you know, give you the
full muffin. They just can't do the porn thing.
They can't give you the full muffin anymore. They got to just give you they got to give you the hidden.
So if you need something like that, then just come get the full pie with our three pieces of gaming instead.
That's right. Yeah. And I have
brought
a feeling
it back around.
There's a huge stink being thrown about it, of course, because their entire businesses and whatever success they've had is based entirely on porn. So I don't know what they're going to do, but maybe one day there's a Frog Pants community on Only Shafts.
Shafts.
You know what I thought of that?
Where did you even get that from?
I looked at the screen and the word shaft is in this next in my whole next thing. I just was looking at the screen when I said it. I really didn't mean Only Shafts. Shit. That just sounded wrong, didn't it? Okay. We're going to talk about some games. So dumb. All right. We're going to get into this here. The first game we're going to talk about is a game called Banners of Ruin.
I love that you've had so much trouble remembering the name of this game. You know there's banners and you know Ruin is in the title, but you can't seem to put it...
You're not wrong.
Banners of Ruin.
It's hard sometimes. Banners of Ruin is the name of the thing. I would categorize this, as everyone else probably does, as another deck builder RPG type game with roguelike elements. But it's a few things that set it apart. I'll get to those in a second. This is made by Monty Barrow. I don't know who they are, but they're
Wait,
they're
is awesome. That a bear? Is
it? Oh, that's a bear. And those guys are mice, and that thing back there is a rabbit. Let me tell you about this game. So imagine, you know what? I'm going to give you an image that gives you some better art as to what this game's like. Hold on.
I'm already thinking that you've told me the developer is Monty Barrow, and this game was really developed by a bear.
The bear did it. Chat, you can see it too. So here's your typical group. So there's a weasel, a bear. He's often your tank, but you can spec him kind of however you want. Little mouse guys like your little damage dealer, sneaky little rogue dude. And then this fox, I guess he is in the back, or maybe he's a wolf. He's a dude as well. And there's all kinds of different animals in this game. This is a game where all of the characterizations are these really cool illustrations of these animal characters. And I really dig it. It's very Watership Down, very Secret of Nim, you know, like just a badass, cool, anthropomorphization of these animals.
Oh, and it's got little cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. So the cards and the whole game is cards. Like you're traveling right now. You see where it says tunnel walls, and then there's an enter the city in the middle, and the other side is a tunneled wall card. Those cards aren't going to do anything for you. So you got to go to the one in the center. Sometimes all three options are a battle, and you got to do combat. Sometimes it's like a vendor, a mysterious woman, a pile of cheese, and you decide which one of those you're going to do. It's always different, always random. The fights themselves.
You always pick a pile of cheese.
Always pick a pile of cheese anytime you can.
Right. Or a picnic basket for Barrow.
There you go. For Barrow, because they like picnic baskets. So the thing with the combat, it is very much Slay the Spire style combat, except you've got multiple characters. You have a whole team, and so you can split up who does what. They've all kind of got their own action points to spend. So there's a little more meat to it than your average deck builder as far as that goes. But other than that, the combat's kind of what you expect. That's not going to be the thing that will, you know, either blow. It's not going to blow you away past what you already know about deck builders. They're all kind of like this. What makes this game special, I think, is the interstitial sort of in between RPG elements. The moving around through cards themselves, telling you kind of where to go and what to do. And if you're going to turn left, it's because that card lets you and this sort of thing. I really like that. And the itemized loot. So itemization happens in this game where you kill some foes and now there's loot on the ground. And that loot might be a way better shield and a better sword for your tanky bear guy. And so you're going to want to pick those up and then leave some stuff there because you don't have a lot of room in your inventory. But you actually assign, you know, put these on your character sheets so that you have items. Think Diablo, think, you know, your typical RPG. Most of the time, games like this don't have that. They usually have,
right.
Here's a rune or whatever we're going to call it. That means next time you go through, you're going to have +5 to this. And congratulations on beating that boss. You now have his rune, which gives you extra 50 life or whatever. But they're just kind of these abstractions that are hovering above the board, and they're not really part of your character. In this game, you get cards based on it. Things change based on it. If your sword is a badass sword, you might have a really special cool card that you get to use almost every round to swing that thing. And the weaponization or the itemization is my favorite thing about it. I really like it a lot. And as a result, that's the thing that really pushed it over the top for me as a good deck builder. The basics are there. It's what you expect from one of these. Graphics are nice and all that. But at the end of the day, I like a little more depth in these things. And it turns out my favorite kind of depth is that kind. Like, give me some stuff to decide about or put on.
Give me the cheese.
Yeah, give me the cheap pile of cheese. That's what I want. It's cool.
It has a, when I saw it, I won't lie, I watching this gameplay has certainly changed my mind, but from the beginning I was like, oh, this looks like Armello.
That's not a bad comparison as far as like the basic art. Yeah.
The visual styling, the fact that it has a rat and a bear and whatever.
Yeah.
But then after I've watched what you've played here, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
The big difference here is it's definitely not leaning into it's not like furry culture style stuff. It's more like, here's a fantasy world populated by animals.
Yeah, like you said, like Warship Down, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So they're like real animals. They're walking upright, but they're not like, people in suits or whatever. And that's fine.
But they're not trying to have sex with you.
That's not what this game is. And you got no judgment. No judgment. You guys all do what you want to do. I'm just saying that's not what this game is.
Why are you backpedaling what you said about furries earlier?
I'm just saying it's not. This isn't going to make furries happy is what I'm saying. Because look at their legs, those rabbit legs. That's a rabbit,
Right.
You know what it's more like? I'll tell you what it's more like. It's more like that Disney Robin Hood deal.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. It's that kind of animalization of the story. Anyway, here's the problem, though. The biggest hangup I have about the game is they have this beautiful art, character art, enemy art. All of it is beautiful. It's gorgeous, painterly and beautiful. It barely animates. And that's my problem.
I was watching that. It looks like it's more like stretch and squash in like a flash program style of animation. It's like, here, let me compress this character and make him bounce back.
Yeah. I mean, it gets the job done and it is fine for the gameplay. And there are plenty of games that are kind of just that. Slay the Spire itself is very unanimated. There are other games kind of like this, that pirate one. I forget the name of it. It's a great game, but it's not very animated. I just think they had an opportunity here to add a bunch of frames and make these animals look rad.
Right.
And they didn't quite
get it. They hired an illustrator and not an animator.
Right.
It's beautiful illustrated. But
yeah. They may have had an animator, but he wasn't anything special. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, snap. It's not, again, it's perfectly serviceable. It's very polished regardless.
That is such a nitpick. Please do not avoid this game because of a small nitpick. It looks amazing. And banners.
Let me make something clear here real quick. If I am not speaking for furries in any way, because I am not in that community.
Are we back to that again?
Well, it's because the chat doesn't want to let it go. Let me just put it this way. I don't care who you are. You probably like this game. What I'm saying is this thing is not going, hey, what if we went over to that furry population? They're not doing that. You can just tell. It's not what they're up to. It's just a game with animals in it. Maybe you'll like it if you're a furry. You might like it if you're a garbage man with three nipples. We already have two.
How many nipples? You had a debate on that.
I had to think about it.
Four nipples. No, four is normal because that's even number. Three is better because it's odd.
Yeah, but three is good because you don't want symmetry in your nipples or else it's not fun.
Right.
You gotta have an odd nipple.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, have 8 nipples, it seems less obscure than 5 nipples, right? I mean, it's just
yeah.
It makes sense.
The point is, yeah, it's for everyone. Give it a try.
Banners
I really like
of
it.
Ruin.
Here's my pros. Great art style, good mechanics, feels good to play, great itemization for the loot. Most of these games lack that. I really can't say enough about that. I really like that. The cons for me, just not animated enough, feels a little stiff. That's yeah, all. Like yeah. right there, look at this cool bear. Like, that's great. More of that. Now, that even that's kind of motion graphic-y.
He is now. I like how he's moving. That's pretty cool.
It's still a little motion graphic-y. It's kind of fake, you know, fake depth perception stuff that you've seen. Some of that stuff. But the actual battles, I just think they could have done more. It's still an amazing game. I don't think it takes that much out of it. But I'm going to give it 8.5 big anthropomorphic bears out of 10. If it was more animated, you'd get a full 9 out of me. Because I like it that much.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a good game. And it's currently $20, $19.99. It was cheaper when it was in early access. I think I bought it then and just have had it forever. And then when it finally hit 1.0 not long ago, when was it? Like end of July, I think.
Right.
Then I was like, oh, wait, I got to check in on that thing. And I think it's very cool. So
this is my vibe. I dig it. I dig what they got going on.
If it's your sort of thing, get in there.
Yeah.
Poke around. Play your cards right. And you too.
Play your cards right.
You two and your little mouse friend can take on the two weasels. Or no, look at these guys. Chipmunks, what are they? Beavers? Beavers.
That's a beaver. That's a beaver. He's
a beaver.
77%.
Yeah, that's the one. He's like that kind of beaver. And there's two of them. And you got dude in the middle is another bear. You got a brown bear to fight. And over here, you got you and your mouse. Are you guys going to make it? I don't know.
I don't know. How big is your sword? Can you do it?
Game's great, dude. Okay. That's mine. Brian, let's lean into something called Dreamscaper. Could you tell me about that, please?
Dreamscaper. Every time I see Dreamscaper, I want to call it Dreamscraper, and I know that's not right. Because what you're doing is you're escaping from reality.
Oh, before you do anything else, I almost forgot. I always forget to do this. There's some sound from Banners of Ruin.
Oh, yeah, please.
See, it's got a nice sound. It's good. Chunky fight, all that stuff. All right. Sorry. Yeah. Continue on. Dreamscaper. Caper.
You did it too.
Yeah, I did.
Dreamscaper, because you're escaping from reality somewhat. You're actually addressing some issues you had because you're playing as Cassidy, a young faceless woman who is trying to make it solo in the city. But it's not like Sex in the City. Like, it's not like that. It's more like you're trying to deal with some memories from your past. And you're doing that by exploring the waking world, meeting people down at the bar, meditating in the park. But the real crux of the game is in your dreamscapes, where you're trying to deal with situations in your past.
Yeah.
That is where you get into a roguelike hack and slash, which is the core of the game here. You get in there and you get to go against some nightmares in your dreamscape. You fall backwards onto your bed, by the way. The coolest thing is when she starts each dungeon, she falls back and she just falls through the bed and it goes and like pillows.
I do that
like,
every night.
That's yeah. And it's all painterly. Everything's very paintered. You know what I mean? So it is kind of falling. It's an isometric view when you're dreaming. When you're awake, it's all camera, fixed camera stuff, which is annoying, but I won't talk about that just yet.
I got you.
But you are fighting. You're going against these nightmares and look, it's a wraith. It's a ring wraith.
How come she's got no face? How come she's faceless? What's that about?
She is faceless. Cause like I said, everything is like a dream. It's a painterly dream is what you're doing here.
My son played this game back when it was in early beta, and I remember thinking, oh, that sounds potential, and then I forgot all about it until you brought it up.
It's been in early access since last fall, I believe, and it just released to the full release here on about 2 weeks ago, 8/5/2021. Afterburner Studios, developer publisher, is Freedom Games. And what you're looking at here is a hack and slash roguelike.
These environments are nice, by the way. Looks nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
These environments are incredible. Every time you go into the dream world, you get a shuffling of possible memories into a dungeon-like area. It's not really dungeons, but you're basically in a dungeon. It's a dungeon layout map. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
But you're traveling between memories. So you'll see a lot of the same memories as you go along. But
we all did that when we were babies. We would travel between memories when we were kids.
That's true.
Because you go from one boob to the other because you're not done yet.
Or the other.
More.
Really? Yeah. I only got the one.
Oh, I always got
so
the
you
two.
Had, like, the, so your mom rotated?
Yeah, she'd be like, all right, that one's about dry. Let's get over here to this. She called him. She named him. It was Sid and Nancy. Get off of Sid. Time for Nancy.
Oh. No.
I make that part up.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. But she used to, that was the thing she used to even tell us as we got older. She's like,
right.
You know, unlike most moms, I let you guys eat from both spouts or whatever. And I just thought that was a weird thing
to tell
me.
Please tell me this story is coming to an end.
There's no story. That's all I got. That's all there is.
All right. So anyway, so you are in the dream world where you're doing this hack and slash and you're coming across weapons. You start out each run in the dream world with a couple of weapons. You get a melee weapon and you get a range weapon. Those range weapons can be things like yo-yos. So some things from your childhood. There can also be like bottle rockets where you can shoot bottle rockets.
How's the yo-yo tech in here? Does it feel good?
The yo-yo tech's pretty good. Just about all the weapons are kind of cool. I really like them. Most time you get stuff like swords. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll get like a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And that's all cool, but occasionally you will get one of those childhood type toys, just like a real dream. You know, like if you're in a dream, you're like, you know, you're fighting with a sword and then suddenly you're fighting with a yo-yo and like, what's going on? Does it matter? Lean into it.
Did I ever tell you about that time when I was 14 and I peed on a pile of clothes? Did I ever tell you about that? Let me tell you the story. It's a good one. It's appropriate to your dream stuff.
Right.
About this game. So here's what happened when I was 14. It's the middle of the night, and in my dream, I had a dream that I was the most important firefighter in all the land.
Oh, you are the most important firefighter.
There was a huge blaze downtown, and they called in their very best, me and a truckload of like veteran firefighters. And we went down there, and they put me at the head of the hose and said, you got to help put out this fire. And I remember,
only you can prevent fires.
This may have been, I don't know, maybe this was around Backdraft or something. I don't remember what would have brought this on.
Right,
but
right.
Anyway.
Okay, so this is later. So this is more like a fever dream for adults as opposed to...
Well, I was definitely 14 for sure. So that movie wasn't out yet. I was definitely in my teens.
Right, right.
So anyway, I'm doing this firefighting and I'm in the front of this thing and I'm holding this hose and I'm doing my job and it's just going great. And then the space around me starts to change and take different shape. And the shape is now, that's my bed over there, and that looks like my chair, and that building and that car are no longer a building and a car. They're a bunch of books and a whatever, like these objects that look like a city, and buildings and cars and city objects were now transforming into familiar things that are just part of my room.
Right.
And then by the time that was all over, my room is all there. I'm just standing there and I look down and I am peeing on a pile of clothes. And that's the story.
But did you put out the fire?
Yeah. Well, in the dream I did, but I also peed on a pile of real clothes and had to like.
Right. Now at that point in time, you had two choices. You could either go back to bed and pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Or you could take the clothes and put them away.
Oh, I took the clothes and wash. I put them in the washer. It was all downstairs so I could do it without my parents waking up. So I did that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Did you tell your parents?
It was no, I don't. I think maybe since, but not then. Hell no.
Oh yeah, no way. Not
hey,
telling
mom
that.
Mom and dad, I'm 14 and I peed on these clothes. I didn't do that.
They'll lock me up. Well, I'll tell you what, Cassidy in this dreamscaper never once peed on anything. Yeah. However, I did go against a couple of bosses. So each run through ends with a boss, and then you complete a certain section, and then you'll go to the next section, and you'll keep going along until you get to the very end. But that's not likely to happen. This is a roguelike, so there is going to be some death involved. There's a lot of death.
Fall through the thing. That was cool. That looked really cool.
That was.
Yeah.
Now, the things you do get to keep is your skill. So as you wield weapons as you go along, you'll every time you use them, you get a little bit more proficient at them. You can also, in the waking world, go and make friends and meditate and increase your abilities and skills, and also unlock things that you'll be able to purchase in the dungeons at the shop using sparks. As you destroy enemies, monsters, they'll sometimes leave sparks. Sometimes you'll bash a group of rocks, then they'll release sparks. You can also bomb certain areas too. You'll notice that each one of these sections, how you get from one square to the next or one stage to the next, is through these portals. Some portals are blocked, and you'll have to use a bomb to blow it up so that you can get through it. As you can tell, these little monster little things right here, these little monster blobs, not too hard to beat, but they are very annoying.
Did you, what are the keys for? I noticed you pick up a bunch of keys. That's just for rooms.
Right. So there's usually at least one lockable area in each run, and it usually contains a weapon upgrade. You can take that weapon and you can swap it out for the one you have, or you can recycle it and get that spark flavor so that when you go to the merchant area, you can purchase weapons, bombs, and different upgrades so that you can continue. The boss is really, the boss guy really kicked my trash. I mean, the first couple of times I played, and I just couldn't quite figure out what I needed to do. The bosses remind me of like the bosses in like Zelda. Mm. So, you know, when you get down a dungeon, almost this whole part feels like a Zelda type dungeon. You're just fighting your little ways to the areas, and then you get to the boss, and the boss just has like a set move. Once you've hit it so many times, it goes into a different fighting formation, and you have to keep fighting. When I say Zelda, I'm talking about A Link to the Past.
No, I know what you mean. Sure, sure. Yeah, that kind of thing. I noticed you're
the isometric.
Were you trying to get into that house over there? What was your deal there?
I did look because I was, this is still pretty early on in my gameplay of this game, and I was trying to figure out, because each area, you can't quite tell if you can get to certain areas, and I wasn't sure if I could, here's me switching up from the slugger to a different weapon.
Different weapon, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I wasn't sure what areas were going to stop me from being able to go to, so I was trying to see what I could do. Obviously, I was locked in, and I was just wasting my time. I was like, get back to the game, Brian. Oh, there's a really cool thing. Speaking of time, there's a bullet time. If you've upgraded your system enough and you've collected enough synergy. No, what's the word? It's not sparks. Hold on a second. I got it. Lucid.
Lucid.
If you get enough, yeah, you can go into a lucid mode, and you can use these special abilities, and you can actually get bullet time without bullets, but allows you to defeat your enemy pretty handily. I really like this game so far. It's a 12 to 28 hour game. It's about $25. It's on Steam, Dreamscaper, Steam and the Epic Game Store. It's been in early access, just finally released in full access on the 5th of this past month. I'm going to give this game, I'm going to tell you some pros first real quick.
Give me some pro. Oh, wait, let's play some sound from it. Check this out.
Play some sound.
Yeah,
sound.
Here's from the intro.
Great sound.
Very discordant. What adventure are we going on? Oh, it's very, Here, I'll skip up. Soundtrack actually seems all right.
It is amazing soundtrack. The music is fantastic. It actually they did a really good job of mood matching, so like when you're in a fight, that music changes, it picks up pace. When you're when you get to certain areas a little bit slower, the music responds to all of these game shifts in adventure. So I like that a lot. So beautiful visual and audio experience. A pro, absolutely satisfying progression. So there's no complex trees here, baby. You just use your weapon. Your skills slowly increase. You collect stuff. I didn't get to the crafting. There's some crafting involved. I didn't do that yet. And then you can also meditate. Get a little bit better at just about everything. It give you a little boost there. So I like that progression. Also like the audio in general. When you blow up bomb, when you have bombs and they explode, they make a really nice sound.
Let's hear some of that.
They're not like
this audio.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's very nice.
It's one of the best parts of the game. Here. It's very sweeping.
I'm gonna have to play this game. I think I'm
absolutely
gonna
play the bit. Here comes the con. The biggest con they have about this game is the uneven difficulty.
Oh no!
Because sometimes I am just barely hanging on, I didn't get a good my spawn. I didn't get good weapons for whatever reason, or the bad guys are too many in certain areas. And then other times I'm like, I've got like a million health potions and I got a million of everything. And I'm just breezing through sections. And I'm like, about a little more even gameplay there. Still, even though it's out of early access, still pretty early on in this life of this game. I think it's definitely worth a look though at $25 and what I say, almost 12 to 28 hours worth of gameplay. It's a lot of entertainment. I'm going to give this 7 power naps out of 10 waking nightmares.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a good score.
Not bad.
Yeah, they worked on it for a really long time. It's nice to see it finally come out. And I don't know. Everything you described sounded good to me. I'm going to check it out.
We'll see. I think you should check it out.
All right. Well, it's now time to play a little game with each other, and it's this right here.
It's me, Mario.
It's called Guess My Game. We play audio from old games, and then we try to guess what each other brought to the table. Today, I begin the fun by playing a clip. And Brian, your two hints are 1984 ZX Spectrum.
Ooh.
All right.
Wow.
That's your platform.
Now,
it may have shown up someplace else, but this is where I played it. So,
I'm about to say, I never had any experience with ZX Spectrum, so this is going to be interesting.
I had a friend with one, which is how I got to play it. But anyway, here's the game. Enjoy.
84.
Wait, that's Banners of Ruin.
I was about to say, that is freaking phenomenal for a 1984 game. Yeah. I should be playing the ZX Spectrum.
It's totally wrong. All right, let me play this. Here it is.
There you go. It's like, this sounds like some kind of breaker game, like you're going to break something.
Listen to this part right here.
Oh my God. This is the most annoying game I have ever heard.
Oh, we have a chat room. A couple people in the chat immediately got it.
Then probably so. I think if you ever experience this nightmare of auditory disaster, I don't think you can forget it.
Mm.
I think somebody probably just threw up. Ugh.
It's pretty bad. That thing at the beginning, like, this part.
I don't need you to play any more of that.
Let me tell you this. That actually makes a song, but you can't tell in the recording. It's supposed to make a...
Right.
That kind of thing. It's just so bad. It's so bad.
That is, that was painful.
Do you have any idea what game that was? Chat room was quick to know this. I'm surprised.
Well, I'm sure they were. I'm going to go with...
I don't know why that my friend had a ZX Spectrum. That was like a European console or whatever, but...
Right. I'm going to go with Ear Spectrum. I don't know. It's a terrible game. I don't know what it is.
It is called Manic Miner. Miner.
I believe the manic part.
Just another manic miner making shitty sounds like this. Whoops. This.
Oh my God. Never play that again.
How about this?
Oh, God.
That's the game. And it's really old. And I don't know how you could play it now and feel good about it. But at the time, it seemed really neat.
I'm looking at it now. Let's see. What does this game even look like? My God. Everything here looks terrible. Everything I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. There's no question. There's no question about any of this. It's a bad.
Well, thank you for that nightmare.
Yeah. No problem. All right, Brian, I don't know why I burped just then. Let's talk about a game that you say here. The hint is 1997.
It was 1997.
I don't know what this would be, but we're going to find out when I hit play. Here we go. This isn't NARC, is it?
Nope.
Okay. That's a lot of cops.
I like Cruising USA. That's spot on. Nailed it.
That's not Cruising USA. Oh,
it's not.
This would have.
It was released for the personal computer in 1997.
Oh. Oh, the car one where you just run over shit and kill people and blood's everywhere.
Yes.
Hold on, hold on.
What gave it away was the motor was the motor sounds of people going.
It's all the screaming and the cops and everything. Plus, it would have been about 97, I would think, and they were all kind of right. Like Doom graphics, sort of, or at least the civilians and stuff were sprites.
Right.
Car something.
Car something.
Car trouble. Nope.
Car trouble.
Car
wreck.
Carmageddon. That's it. Carmageddon.
Carmageddon 64. No, just Carmageddon. What it was. That was the 64 version. Oh, my gosh.
Aren't they making a new one of these? That's why it was in my head.
They should.
Good. Done.
You
did the chat know
them.
It? Hold on, I'm pulling the chat up. Did you guys know it? Twisted Metal, they said.
Combo.
Oh, Drench yeah, Wildfire said Carmageddon.
We had a guesser early Crazy on. Taxi. Let's see. Yeah. Gray Matter got it pretty early on.
That Trans Am game says RK Hawa.
Yes, it nailed it.
Okay, so Carmageddon. There was talk of a new one. Let's just see what's going on here. Okay, THQ Nordic owns it right now. Here it is. In 2018, THQ Nordic bought the rights to the Carmageddon IP. On August 3rd, 2021, so here recently, they announced a Carmageddon-themed tournament in their Wreckfest racing game. Wreckfest. Includes two tracks, Bleak City and Devil's Canyon. Okay, so not a true game. That bums me out. I mean, honestly, it's real stupid. It's stupid.
I just sent you the greatest cover arts, Carmageddon, the racing game for the chemically imbalanced Interplay.
Yeah, that's right, Interplay. Remember them?
Yeah,
they were the hot business for a long time.
They did Carmageddon.
Yeah, did they? Well, you learn new things. All right. Well, there you go. I got it. Brian didn't. What does that tell you? I don't know. I mean, just I'm so damn smart. It just is. You just can't help.
It hurts.
Cower.
It hurts.
Well, how much does this hurt? All right. This is an email. Before we get to it, next week I'm going to play a game here on the show called Lemon Cake.
Lemon cake. Lemon delicious. Cake.
Yeah. And you're going to play a game called Greek Memories of Azure.
Yes, Team 17 has published another great game.
Yeah. Now, Lemon Cake is going to be one of the most chill things I've ever played this year. Not certainly this year. And you're going to laugh at me, but I can't believe how much I like it.
I'm going to laugh at
but
you.
You're going to laugh at me.
Greek is a beautiful single-player puzzle platform adventure. Who's getting mostly positives right now? Just came out this past week. I'm pretty excited about playing it. I played a couple of minutes. I want to see more. More.
See what we can do. All right, let's get to this email. This is a question sent to us by Corey T. I sent it to the email address boopshow@gmail.com. Keep those coming. We love your emails. Hey, Scott and Brian, love the show, and I look forward to it every single week. Well, thank you very much. Says, quick question. When was the last time you guys actually played your mini NES or Super NES or Genesis? I feel like we all get these little novelty systems and play them once and never again. Are you like me that way? Says Corey T. I'm almost exactly like you. I really like those things, like a lot, but I'm not in there playing them all the time. I probably played that Super NES maybe 3-4 times.
Right, and I didn't purchase any of these. I didn't purchase any of my minis for the purpose of playing them more than just as a novelty. It was more than anything. I mean, what better way to decorate your nerdy office than with some, you know, like a mini NES and a mini SNES and a Genesis? Because they make great decorations, and they're really, for the price, they're not that much more than what you'd expect to pay for.
Yeah, but we could.
You know, it's actually a functioning thing.
But you and I could freaking just 3D print something or have somebody make one, or you know, like,
well, that sounds like more trouble than it's worth. I would rather just get the mini NES or the SNES or Genesis. I literally just went to the store and said, hey, look what they got here.
Yeah,
and
but they're, picked it up, you know, and walked out the door. Cheap. They're like $100 or something, so they're not like the cheapest.
Well, I got the mini NES early on. I actually got it, I think, like for $79 or something. I think the SNES was about the same. The Genesis, I think, was actually $69 or something. So they were, you know, for a novelty item as a collectible. I mean, is that really so crazy?
It doesn't sound that crazy. Someone in the chat thinks I'm supposed to, or saying that this my game, Lemon Cake, for next week. He says, Lemon Party, the game. And then I said, do I dare Google that? He says, no. Why can't I Google Lemon Party? What is that?
I don't know, but I don't want you to do it now.
Should I do it live on the air just to freak everyone out.
Don't do it because I don't want to hear about what it is, because I heard you peed on some clothes earlier. I'm afraid it may be too close to that.
Hold on, I'll Google
it. Yeah.
Lemon party.
Now, another problem, too, with the NES, SNES is the fact that Switch has made it so easy to play every one of those games that's on both of those systems on the Switch.
By the way, while you're explaining that, I just noticed that all I see for this lemon party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, why is it not letting me move it? Hold on.
I don't know. When I think of lemon party, I think of everybody comes over. I buy a whole bag of lemons. We just, we juggle them.
For some reason, this is.
And we have a big old lemon party.
But as you can tell from the Google results, I just got a bunch of pictures of nice lemons.
Wait, is that Russian's Vladimir Putin?
Oh, is he in there? Vladimir Putin on a horse, shirtless on a horse. Trump on there with him,
how
too.
What does that have to do with a lemon party?
Is that what I'm looking for? Should I?
I'm part of the lemon party.
Oh, safe search.
I thought you were a communist.
They're right. I do have it on moderate safe search. All right. I'm not going to show this. I'm going to just change it real quick and see what happens. I'm scared.
Well, don't do it.
Ah!
Why would you listen to the internet?
Ah! Hold on. Ugh. Ah! It's gone now.
Why would you ever... Look, I decided a long time ago that I reached the edge of the internet that I wanted to look at. And
I'm so sad I did this. This happened to me with
Goatsy?
Two girls
in a cup.
Yeah, that one. Well, that
How many times did people have to ruin my life before I was like,
That one they described to me. I never actually saw it, so I've only had that described to me. And then the third one was the phrase, what was it? I can't remember now, but there was one that got me recently, and everybody was so shocked. I didn't know though.
I don't know any of them.
Was it Cleveland Steamer? It might have been Cleveland Steamer. Now
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, people. You got to protect your mind.
Yeah,
you got to protect it from the trash.
Yeah.
Because once you get to a certain point, it takes a long time to recover.
I love lemon everything, but. Maybe not now. All right. Moving on. Let's get past that. Holy shit. Did we answer his question? Oh, yeah.
I think we did. We said we agreed. We don't ever play them. And I said, yeah, I don't play them, but that's okay because I wasn't planning on playing them much anyway. So I got exactly what I expected. But you're right. If your expectation was that you were going to hop right back into one of those consoles and play it like you did when you were a kid.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no.
And that's what I think that's actually the right answer, because if we're honest, none of us were like looking forward to this because now we get to play those games again and it's the only way to do it. We can emulate these for days. It's not like it's hard. It isn't about the games. It's about this cool little device. It's like a shrunken down version of the SNES, and I want to put it somewhere cool and show everybody and all that. Like, I think that's the right answer. And you can play it if you want to, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of like everything else. I mean, how many times have you went, we're going to do this to the house and we're going to do that and we're going to paint this and that. And I can't wait for somebody to come over. No one ever comes over, Scott.
Chatroom says that.
Always just your family.
That's right. TurboGrafx made one of these. Did I miss this?
Oh, did they? I knew they were talking about one. Did it actually come out? Because that would make me sad if I missed it.
I would want one of those, even though it wasn't really my console back in the day.
I'm still waiting on the 32 expansion slot they're supposed to be doing for the Genesis that they kept saying they were going to do.
Yeah, what happened to that? Did they not do that?
I don't think it ever came about. COVID killed it.
May 22nd, 2020 in Europe and on, let's say, it was America on May 22nd, 2020. I missed it entirely.
I did too. Well, that was last year on my birthday. My birthday.
The date of your birth? Man.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, how'd you miss it?
It's not too late because I can pick one up now for the low price of $250.
Oh, my Lord. We're not doing that. Let's not do that. That's the answer there. All right. That's it for the show. Hey, thanks for your emails. Those are awesome. We'd love more. So send those boopshow@gmail.com, please. You can also find our website at frogpants.com/BOOP. What else? Oh, Brian streams these games that he plays, by the way. And he does it all the time over at Brian Dunaway on Twitch. What's your next night for that so people can catch it?
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Just about any night at 6 p.m. you have a good chance of catching me playing something.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's Eastern time, by the way, not Mountain time.
Oh, yeah. Screw Mountain Eastern.
Yeah, don't
you. Yeah, no, I understand.
Eastern time. What would it be in Mountain time at 6 p.m. Eastern? That would be 4 p.m. Mountain?
4 p.m.
So there you go. There, about, I did some of the math for you.
40 minutes ago is what it would be.
Yeah, 40 minutes ago.
That's it then. Oh, and I stream over at Frog Pants, but you probably already know that, everybody. So if you don't have it already bookmarked or followed or whatever, do that. Thanks for any subs or Jeff Bezos money you threw our way today. We really appreciate it. you can also find us on Twitter at Boop Show. Brian's at TheBrianDunaway. You can find me at Scott Johnson. And that's going to do it for us. Brian, anything final, last words you want to say before we get out of here?
Greek memories of Azure. It's going to be Greek.
Oh, man, that's great. Sell it
to
the Greek.
Can't wait to play it.
Or something like that. See you guys next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam. I love steam.
Oh. Sexy moment at the end.
Oh, yeah.